baptized by John in the wilderness. And he comes up out of the water, and the sky opens up, and there's this voice that comes down that says, "This is my son, of whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And with that, Jesus gets up, he goes into the wilderness, spends 40 days and 40 nights, and is tempted there to be not what he was given to us to be. He fought that off. And when he came out of that experience, he had determined that his mission would be to bring the kingdom of God right here on earth. And no matter what it took, that would be his mission. And in making that mission, that meant he went out and he said and did things that all of a sudden people in that area at that time had never heard before. Most of the things that he came up with were radical. And because they were radical, and even some of the things he did were like, oh my, heal somebody on the Sabbath? Oh my gosh. So he became, let me say, since it is kind of that time of the year, Jesus became a firecracker. He was setting off sparks and flames, if you will, everywhere he went. Some, it gave hope. And some hated every word and action that he did. The scripture that's going to be read, Jack's going to share with us, is Jesus making his way with crowds following him. I mean, this happened once this all started. Everybody said, I want to see this guy, you know. I'm this firecracker. I want to go there and have that experience. So they were following him everywhere. He decides he's going to go back to his hometown. And here's what's happened.
The scripture today is from the book of Mark, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 6. He left that place and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor except in their hometown and among their own kin and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there except that he had laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went about among the villages teaching. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Story of my life. Okay. So I've already said it. Jesus was a firecracker. And there may be some of you here today saying, oh, blasphemy. Oh, I don't think so. Because I think he really was. And, you know, just because it's the 4th of July, it just makes it kind of with saying that. I think, in the real sense of the word, he was a firecracker. He was explosive. smoke came up, spewed out, over, if you will. Things that he said and some of the things that he did along his journey in ministry. You know, some of his actions and his preaching and teaching just left people amazed and confused. And probably the most confused of all were his disciples. Even having Jesus right there with them, they didn't always get it. They didn't understand this kingdom of God that's supposed to come now and be a part of our everyday life in this everyday world. And so, when you look at Jesus, some people not only say he's a firecracker, he's a rebel rouser, he's a troublemaker, he's all of these kinds of things, and yet the funny part about that is, the ones he called to be his disciples were that. They were fishermen, tax collectors, a motley crew, if ever. They were rebel rousers. They were people with no names, no authority. You know, who? That's kind of it. And when Jesus, even though he was right there with them all the time, teaching and showing them how to be living this kingdom of God on earth, those poor disciples were just with him going, duh. They just weren't always able to put together what he was saying and what he was showing them. And so here he's got this crew with him. And another thing that I think made him a firecracker during that time was he did something that was unheard of at that time. He associated with women. The guy's smiling out there. He didn't do that. That just wasn't done. And on top of it, not just any women. Everyone under the sun, including those who were, they were prostitutes. You talk about fireworks. Jesus is including them in his ministry? Oh my goodness. I almost want to say, holy smoke. You know. And then this Jesus, who would be the King of Kings, did something that kings never, ever would do. He called little children to come to him. And I almost see them out there, even though the disciples are trying to keep them away. He says, no, let them come on up. And he has the conversation with them. I can see him picking up some of them, putting them on his knee, and then play Trot a Little Horsey, Trot to Town, you know? Amazing. Amazing. And that set off fireworks as well, because that wasn't done before. In fact, he even added an addendum. And he said, unless you become like one of these, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoa. Fireworks are continuing to go off as he changes the lives of some of the folks who are in the Sanhedrin. Now, that would be like, I'll put it this way, the religious hierarchy of the day. Nicodemus comes to Jesus by night because he's so curious about what it is that Jesus is talking about and explaining this idea of this kingdom of God on earth and what that includes. And he wants to know more because he knows it's missing in his life. But so they have this conversation under the dark of night. And another one that he touched was Joseph of Arimathea. Now, you may recognize that name. It was his tomb that Jesus was buried in. And these two leaders of the Sanhedrin were supportive of Jesus along his ministry, although they were kind of in the background along the way. Yes, fireworks were still going off. And he touched the lives of people who were in power and authority over others. Some of you may recall the Roman soldier whose child was sick, was dying actually, And he brings this child to Jesus to heal. And Jesus says, this Roman soldier, who, by the way, it says Roman soldier, that means he's not an Israelite. He's not one of his own. He's a Gentile. We don't mess with Gentiles. But Jesus did. And he took the child and he healed the child. And then Jesus puts another addendum on that experience and says, I have never in my entire life seen a person with more faith than this Roman soldier. Fireworks just going, blasting everywhere. As good as these things are, there are some of them, that the activities and things that he did for the good of a person, but then others were very angry about what happened. Remember the story of the farmer who had a herd? Is it a herd of pigs? A flock of pigs? What are pigs? Herd? Thank you. Herd of pigs, okay. And he's got them out, and all of a sudden, Jesus comes, and he comes to this graveyard, and this crazy man is running loose in there, and he takes the demons that are controlling his life and takes them out and throws them onto the pigs. The man who was healed is wonderful now. The pigs make a beeline to the cliff and to their demise. And needless to say, the pig farmer was not happy about losing that income at all. Fireworks going off. When Jesus is leading us and teaching us about the kingdom of God on earth. I would say that Jesus was definitely on the cutting edge at that time. And I'm going to say that. I think Jesus is still on the cutting edge for us today. We are so far behind him. We may never catch up, but we may get a glimpse every now and then of what this kingdom of God on earth can be, and how we can be a part of that. And so what is it that he was teaching that kept setting off all of these fireworks? Simple, actually. He's saying, love God. Say it with me. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. That's what he's telling us to do. Not only just talking about it, but actually living it each and every day. In this world that thinks what we're supposed to be doing is a different kind of love. Love of power and possessions, money and prestige. Those words, my friends, as Jesus came to tell us, cannot be part of the kingdom of God here on earth. And Jesus showed us in his life and his message, and because he did, it did make fireworks along the way. Loving your neighbor as yourself, unheard of. Cannot believe that's what we're supposed to be. Number one thing you're supposed to be. It's a whole new twist for those folks at that time to practice. Maybe a whole new twist for some. Maybe not us who are here today, because you're here. But many who are out in the world don't understand that either. Some of the actions that would entail. Somebody comes up and just socks you. What do? Jesus says, you turn the other cheek. If someone demands you to go with them a mile, you go with them too. If someone needs a shirt, you give the shirt off your back to them. You meet the needs of those in the world. These are the things that we are supposed to be doing. And Jesus kept teaching about these loving acts of kindness. And that is a part of being in the kingdom of God. And when you do those things, many people around you will say, what are they doing that for? And you indeed become one who actually are setting off little fireworks along the way when you do these things. And that brings us to today, because some of us, and I'd say everybody in this room, have caught on. And we've done some of these little fireworks that make a difference in other people's lives and help to bring God's kingdom here on earth. Let me just give you a few little firecrackers that I like to lift up. One of them's name is Carl, and he's a second grader. Here's how he says it. I give cookies and other food to friends during lunch if they're having a bad day. Boom! A little firecracker just went off. David, eighth grader, he discovered firecracker in his midst. You see, his friends, best friends actually, were science fair, and they had both built some wonderful, I don't know what you call it, what do you enter a science fair? Your project, okay? They were neck and neck, because each year either one would win or the other would win. So they were at each other's house that night before, and somehow somebody accidentally bumped in to one of the two's projects, and it just fell to pieces. So the other fellow, who was the competitor, just jumped right in. He said, hey, we can build that. We'll just stay up all night. We can get that built, and it'll be ready to enter in the morning. And so David helped as he could, because he didn't understand the project. He just did whatever they told him to do to help put it back together. And sure enough, they did build it, and they built it better. In fact, it won the science fair blue ribbon. And the fellow who helped build it, he didn't win. But you know, he didn't care, because he had had the opportunity to help someone else in need. And that was enough. That was enough for him. So the firecracker went off. So there's Krista. She shares her story. Her sister was cleaning out her closet and found a card that was signed by their brother who had died 7 years before. And that just kind of turned the mood on the two sisters that day. And they just weren't really wanting to talk to anybody about anything. And Chris's sister, his very best friend, who's Andy, called up and wanted to talk to her. And she said, I just can't talk to anybody. I can't do it. So the mom got on the phone and explained to Andy that about the card and so on. And he said he understood. And because he understood, he wouldn't bug her anymore. About 8 o'clock that night, car drives up in the driveway. And it's Andy. And he comes to the house with 3 chocolate milkshakes, one for each of them. And they sit around, they enjoy the cakes, and they laugh and they talk. And about midnight, he leaves to go home. As Krista shares, she says, I don't think Andy has any idea how wonderful it was for him to come and be with us during that time. It made a difference in both of our lives. And so again, I get to say, boom, another firecracker in our midst. We have our mid-highs on mission trip this week. Our senior highs have been spending Wednesdays doing service and mission projects around this area. But one of the churches I served had a mission team that of kids that went to Grand Avenue Temple. And we do various ministries there and with them along the way. But this was like the first time for them. It was like, wow, we got to experience something we never experienced before. It happened right there with hungry people. The pews with those who were homeless. They got to see people who had very low income, if they even had a job, who came together to serve that church as secretary, as an organist, as ushers, as ones who paint up, fix up, clean up, and serve that church. They also got to see a pastor who had a vision for people who needed extra help. Once a week, she would go visit the jail. And one prisoner in particular, the one who stole their church van, was the one that she would see. These kids were like, wow. And I say, fireworks, boom, in our midst again. And you all may remember the barrel. Here, and it said CSL, Community Service League, and it was for household items, paper towels, toilet paper, sponges, cleaning solutions, those kind of things. We partnered with them, and they asked us to fill the barrel. After the Saturday night service, that barrel was 3/4 of the way full. Well, we had 3 services on Sunday morning coming up. And after the first service, it just overflowed. But at the end of that day, we had the biggest mess up here you ever did see of just generosity. And so we decided to call CSL and said, we don't need just one. You know, bring us more. They brought us 7 barrels. And we filled them. Boom! Firecrackers in our midst. You see, surely and truly, that was the nod, by the way, okay? Okay. We're doing something new here, and I thought, they're not there, okay? Yes, all these were making fireworks and the big bangs of celebration, you see, for God is at work with each one of them in all that they do. I'm just here to say today that God's kingdom is here. And it's calling us to reach out to one another in ways that set off fireworks of love and justice. So I say, let the fireworks continue. And not just on the 4th of July. Let us keep setting off those fireworks. And let us become those little firecrackers for the glory of God and God's kingdom here on earth. And for the love of God and our neighbor. Let's pray. God, thank you for sending your son, Jesus. The firecracker who taught us how to explode with your love in the place where we are and the places that you send us to be in. We pray in Christ's name, the great firecracker. Amen.